The red, white, and blue proudly will be on display at the London Games. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's a little slice of this and a little slice of that. It's a free-for-all Friday show here on these airwaves. And, boy, we have a lot of interesting things to get to in this hour, including We Can Count, because it's always about the numbers. How many 11-year-olds can get on a plane in England, make their way to Rome, and go through 5 security checkpoints with no passport and no questions asked? Well, I'll give you that number right at the top. 1. That really did happen and raised a few eyebrows when the Olympics are buzzing and the village is full and so many tourists are there. There were security problems. The private security firm really dropped the ball, and 120,000 troops had to be brought in to make sure that there's some kind of security in England. You want to talk about a big bullseye, especially being in England, knowing where some of the terrorists have come from and some of the things that have happened there with Al-Qaeda and offshoots of Al-Qaeda, if you will. Certainly, the British Prime Minister David Cameron doesn't want anything to happen on his watch, and nor would I want to see anything happen in the Olympic Village or in any of the venues. So it's good that they did add all of those guards, which should help. There's never a 100% solution, and that's what I think Mitt Romney was getting at when he was asked by NBC about the Olympic Games, and he stepped right into controversy. Romney said the fallout from the G4S security, that was the company, the private security company fiasco, and a threatened strike by immigration folks was disconcerting and questioned whether British people would even get behind the games, saying, do they come together and celebrate the Olympic moment? And that's something which we only find out when the games begin. So David Cameron was having a meeting with Romney on Thursday, the Prime Minister, and was asked about what Romney said, and he talked about the fact that he was proud of how people had come together and the people that they had recruited, and that it, you know, they built the Olympic Park from nothing in 7 years, and would be much easier to put on the Olympics in a place that was in the middle of nowhere, which was a blind slap at Romney because of his ties to the Salt Lake City Games. Interesting, huh? And, you know, there's pressure because of the Beijing Games, the opening ceremonies, which are always so glamorous and big. Every year, bigger, badder, better. It's going to be, I think it's going to be tough for them to top what they did in China. Very, very, very tough. We care about how many medals the U.S. is going to win, and the eyes of the world will certainly be on Michael Phelps. Is he going to ultimately end up with, I don't know, 4 gold medals? What if he got 7? That would be mind-blowing. I don't know that there's that much pressure on him in one way, since he said this is his final games, that this is it. And I would think that in one sense it would be kind of relaxing, because this is the end of the line as far as swimming goes. He doesn't want to come back and do the next Olympic Games. So whatever he ends up with is going to be the total period, end of story for him, and probably a few other athletes too. And there's a lot of comparisons being made to the 1992 Dream Team in the NBA and the current guys on Team USA. Do they measure up? And I think they win gold. I think it's going to be a very good showing for the women and the men who are at the games representing the United States. China comes in second, but China is probably the biggest threat to the United States medal count. We'll find out soon enough. So while Romney's under fire for comments about the London Games, there's controversy closer to home over Chick-fil-A. And I'm sure some of you are following this saga. The Chick-fil-A chain is owned by a very Christian man who, or family, you know, that started Chick-fil-A. And when the Boston mayor, Thomas Menino, got wind of what the Chick-fil-A owner had said about, you know, gay marriage, it scaled up to a full-blown controversy. And you have Billy Graham defending Chick-fil-A. You have Chicago saying, we don't want Chick-fil-A anymore, take your chicken and go. And you have Boston saying, take your chicken and go. That's two major cities. And then you have Billy Graham. You have Billy Graham saying that, you know, breaking his silence pretty much on a really red-hot issue, defending the president of the restaurant chain for his opposition to same-sex marriage just a handful of days after he put out a letter saying that the nation's morally decaying. So he publicly endorsed, if you remember, a constitutional amendment to ban gay unions in North Carolina. And some people thought, wow, Graham getting involved in that, that's interesting. Now he ups the ante even more by supporting the fast food chain president, Don Cathy, for saying his company backs the traditional family unit and is opposed. This, I mean, that's exactly what he said, opposes same-sex marriage. And he praised them, saying, you know, hey, they're known for their strong Christian faith, and I'm behind them 100%. But is this going to lead to boycotts of the chain? And we're going to see more cities dump Chick-fil-A because of it, and or not? I think that probably in some places, like the mayor of Boston, like Chicago, they'll talk about it and say, forget it, we're urging people not to go to Chick-fil-A. However, I think that in the South and in the West, probably more people supporting Chick-fil-A. I know in Texas they're talking about telling everybody to go out and get Chick-fil-A sandwiches and maybe picking a day where it becomes sort of Chick-fil-A day. You have the former governor of Arkansas, now talk show host, Governor Mike Huckabee, who was at one point a presidential candidate, backing Chick-fil-A, telling people to turn out to the restaurant. And this is coming up to support, you know, Kathy for what he had to say about marriage. And I think that, you know, good for him for stating what he thought when he was asked about it, because that's, again, part of where this came from with the Chick-fil-A president. You know, there's always the story behind the story. Well, how did he come out and make the comments, and was somebody talking to him, or how did that happen in the first place when we're talking about fast food? Well, there's no doubt that the chain there even closed on Sunday, that they're very, very Christian. He's a very Christian man and has a Christian family. And so when he was asked about it, he said his opinion. But is it fair or foul to mix the two? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 26th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.21.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.61.28, $8.30.84 for a half ounce, or $4.15.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.61.28, $8.30.84, and $4.15.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, lots of people have been talking about eat more chicken or ditch the chicken. Some people are planning to protest Chick-fil-A. They don't want them in Boston. They don't want them in Chicago now because Don Cathy, the president of the company, said he supports traditional marriage. So does this change how you see CFA or, nah, you're going to stop going? Or some people say they're going to go more often. Ooh. I love those commercials. I think they're hilarious. All right, I'm Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight. Coming up for the rest of the way here, we've got our cheap movie review. I wanted to make sure that I got that in. Interesting times for movie theaters because it's only been a week since the massacre in Aurora, Colorado, but some theater owners are nervous because they think they're seeing a drop-off in people coming to the theaters worried by what happened there. And there's a big movie coming out, a comedy that stars some pretty well-known actors, including Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn. It's called The Watch. That's one of the movies that we'll review when we hit that up in our next segment. Also, really one of the interviews of the week was a conversation I had with the first reporter on the scene at Columbine, talking about what it was like to be there and finding out more about the mind of somebody who goes in shooting and looking either for specific people or revenge or whatnot, and what it was like. His name's Jeff Cass. What it was like to cover that scene and what he's learned since then that might shed some light on what happened in Aurora. What is it that happens? How does this, is there something that triggers certain people to go off the deep end? Because obviously he was psychotic and cool and calculating in what he did. And now apparently James Holmes is saying that he had some sort of amnesia. I think that's going to be a very tough sell. Pretty tough for me to swallow that one, and I'm sure all of you too as well. also shaking in our backyards, little odds and ends here while the Olympics are on the menu, and taxes is certainly in the background, that buzz that we're constantly hearing. I think we're tired of talking about it, though. After the Senate vote, the House said, whoa, 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 you can't do that. We've got to jump in on it. So John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is meeting with the Democrats. As you can imagine, Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, and John Boehner have differing points of view. Take a listen.
All Speaker Boehner needs to do is bring the bill to the floor. He should do it, and he should do it soon.
And Boehner looked at it a little bit differently, even though he's going to go meet with the Democrats. Concert in the background there, and that's what Boehner's probably going to be hearing when he goes to talk with the Democrats about the economy. It's going to be like a concert. Wait, what did you say? No, 250,000, we're not compromising on that. And that's what the Democrats are going to say, because the president said he's not going to sign anything that doesn't have to, if you make over $250,000, you are paying more. You're going to pay. You're not getting the Bush tax cuts, in other words, that everybody else is getting. So that's the gist of it. Boehner says it threatens the economy, but I don't believe they're going to back off of this. I don't see where there's common ground here. If $250,000 is the mark, I mean, that's it. That's all she wrote. So what's going to change in that meeting that's going to be something that they're going to sell to Boehner? You even heard it in the comment from Harry Reid, the senator from Nevada, saying that, and the majority leader saying, listen, he just needs to take it to a vote, because that's what they did in the Senate. They had an up and down vote, and that's what they want to see. The Senate wants to see, or at least the Democrats want to see, with the House. But I don't know that they're going to, boy, I don't know that they're going to get that. I don't think so. I think it stalls. I think it stalls, and it's going to be one of those 11th hour things that if anything happens, it'll only happen when there's massive pressure, when there's 5 days left, when they come back from a break or whatever, maybe after the election. But remember, then you hit the holidays and time off and all that. So when they're not in session, and I don't think that we're going to see anything happen there. I don't think we're going to see anything happen there soon. I think it's just going to be a matter of whether or not they just toss the ball and put some kind of a Band-Aid time-wise over it. But they expire again, and that's what they did last time, so they can't keep doing that. That doesn't do anything to help the deficit. It doesn't do anything to help the help what's happening as far as the spending is concerned. And, you know, is it slash and cut, or is it slash and burn, or is it slash and trash? It's a mess is what it is, without a doubt. All right, speaking of a mess, the situation in Colorado has led to some problems. Since we're doing our cheap movie review next, I wanted to throw this in because Harvey Weinstein, who is the head honcho behind really his own movie world, he moves and everybody moves with him, even if they get into trouble. The Weinstein brothers always find a way out of it, and he's a filmmaker that has made some of the top box office hits, and some of them have been violent. So it's interesting that he's talking about gun control as the culprit behind the theater shooting, but says that Hollywood needs to look at what they're doing to perpetuate what's happening in real life, meaning violent movies. And he's calling for a major summit of filmmakers like Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino to figure out a way to deal with violence in movies and what the role is of movie people in it and how it influences people. And it does bring up the question that I've been talking about a little bit during the week. Can you blame the movies for the behavior of someone? It's, you know what it's like? It's like the sugar police and how Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, is trying to just, let's get rid of all giant sodas, let's get rid of all this sugar and that sugar, because that way that will cure the obesity problem, or that'll help the obesity problem in New York. I mean, yeah, let's do that. When really, I don't think you can blame big gulps, giant-sized sodas for it, for people controlling their weight. In a different way, this is similar. Can you look at violent cinema and say this is the reason that is triggering, or one of the reasons triggering somebody to do what they're doing? And Weinstein is pretty adamant that if you don't get gun control laws in the country, he says, you know, we're full of beans, and to have the National Rifle Association rule the United States is pathetic. It's a pretty tough talk from Weinstein, who says he's willing to question what Hollywood is doing as well, not just push for gun control. Speaking of the movies, we're going there next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, proud artist and confused, because baby, you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fell has got to hold on you. You spend your money about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. Mistakes that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you.
Shall we? There's a comedy coming out that's been really pumped hard for the last 6 months. Trailers, and you got some funny guys in the watch, including two I mentioned already, Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn. Take a listen to some of the antics.
There is an alien invasion happening.
They're among us.
That's why I founded the Neighborhood Watch.
Any one of these people could be an alien.
Check her out.
It's like she's studying some new discovery.
Should I put it in my flavor snout?
Wait a second, I've seen this stuff before.
Eddie just won a Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Award.
Here we go. Jackets for the watch.
Tiger with wings.
A tiger, flames, and wings all in the same logo. It's like the Chinese symbol for shut up and dance.
Michael, what are you doing? Who are these people?
Damn it, Mom, stay out of my room.
Sorry, Mima. I was trying to impress my friends. I was trying to be a big man.
I love you.
Shh. I have this one scenario in my mind. Sex an Asian housewife alone at night. Best call the watch. And then she sucks.
Okay, well...
I'm also interested in that happening to me.
We're not going to let Glenview be ground zero for some alien invasion.
We can't trust anyone.
Look at his face.
Look at my face.
Look at his face and listen to me.
Look at him and listen to me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at him and understand me. Look at both of us, but understand no one. Listen to my words and hear his face. I found something.
Nobody touches this ball until we figure out what it is.
Whoa! Jeez! That's terrible for the cow, but this thing's awesome.
If first thing in war is lost, it's innocence.
Yeah! Anything from outer space, kill it.
Die! Die!
This thing's a goner for sure.
Snapper with the lizard man. Here we go. Oh, that looks good.
All right, the watch. You gotta like the premise, the whole neighborhood watch thing. I know it conjures up different things for different people, but it's a comedy, and you can hear what they're talking about a little bit in that. I think it'll do pretty well, and the reason, part of the reason why is because of Stiller, and Jonah Hill is someone I didn't mention. He's very, very hot right now, and the idea that their town is overrun with aliens and they're supposed to be suburbanites, it's R for some of the language. But I think this may end up being one of the top things at the box office. All right, the other one is, this is another movie that has to do with dancing. Dancing is popular right now. If you have any teenagers, you know that, or with the popularity of Dancing with the Stars, which 25 million Americans, I think, watch. So this movie is PG-13, and it's called Step Up Revolution.
Local headlines. Miami's Ocean Drive was transformed today into what some are describing as a public disturbance.
You ready?
You're kidding, right?
The question on everyone's mind is, who is the mob?
You dance?
Don't you know how this works? I hold a drink in my hand, you dance around me, make me look good. What are you doing tomorrow night? Don't you ever want to be a part of something different? Something special? The mob is our way to shout. It's like us saying, listen up. We exist.
I want in.
You dance very well. For a gringa.
She's dancing lead. Consider it your initiation.
Their videos quickly going viral. These local dancers are turning into something of a cultural phenomenon.
20,000 hits in under 5 hours.
Ever hear of Anderson Global Properties?
I plan to start construction on the greatest hotel Miami has ever seen.
He's buying the whole strip. Our homes, our jobs, all gone.
We need to stop him. Enough with performance art. It's time for protest art. We can change things.
All right, pretty obvious there. Competition's the whole thing. As I said, dancing is incredibly popular for lots of sets of people. I think mostly teenagers or preteens. And this movie may be one that you wait to come out on video. to watch with the grandkid or the son or daughter. Killer Joe, different story. NC-17, 1 hour, 43 minutes. Matthew McConaughey, boy, he's making a lot of movies. He's got two brand new babies, so I guess that's part of the deal. He's pumping out the flicks. There's a guy in this movie who I love. Hands down, I think he's hilarious. You might have caught him a long time ago in a sitcom called Wings, and his name is Thomas Hayden Church. He was also in a movie that I like called Sideways. Anyway, this is Killer Joe. Take a listen.
I need $6,000 or some guys are going to kill me.
Better get out of town quick.
You ever hear of Joe Cooper? He's a cop. A detective, actually. He's got a little business on the side.
What you do?
He kills people. Mom's got a $50,000 life insurance policy. Killer Joe's a professional. He'll do this right.
This is murder we're talking about. I ain't agreed to nothing.
I heard y'all talking about killing Mama. I think it's a good idea.
Well, there you go. My payment is $25,000 in cash. No exceptions. That's not our problem.
What is your problem?
We have a problem with the advance.
No exceptions. Conversation is finished.
Of course, we never discussed the possibility of a retainer.
What do you mean? Hey, man, you talking about my sister?
Is that who she is?
Gotta tell her.
She'll figure it out.
You're liable to blow this whole thing real good.
Who are you into for this money?
What'd he say he'd do to you if you don't pay him?
I'm gonna wrap you up electrician tape and bury you in a coffin about 10 feet deep.
And if I tell you the deal's off?
You'll never see me again.
Do it.
Tuna casserole.
May I serve?
How are you going to kill my mama?
That's not appropriate dinner conversation, Donnie.
They're not going to pay you the money, are they?
What happened, Dad?
Who told you about Killer Joe?
Oh, my God.
Were you going to get a cut of this money?
What are you getting at?
Who's that?
Yo, listen, we gotta stop this.
A toast to my future wife.
My sister never did nothing to nobody. I can't let you have her.
The retainers for the money. I'm not leaving until I get my money. You know I'll kill you.
Smells heavenly.
Who would like to say grace?
Wow, Matthew McConaughey goes from Magic Mike to something on the opposite end of the spectrum. Killer Joe, 22-year-old Chris, in debt to a drug lord hiring a hitman to get rid of his mother, $50,000 life insurance policy that would benefit his sister, and it probably is a really creepy movie. Sorry, Matthew McConaughey. I don't know that I would put this on my list. Be interesting to see after The Dark Knight Rises and the first opening weekend for that, how well it will do in this next weekend. Because, you know, weekends are still, even though it's summertime, when people end up going to the movies. And that flick, of course, got huge publicity for lots of different reasons, heading into its actual showing, and then what happened in Colorado, and Warner Brothers, who is being sued by at least one person, donated $2 million to the victims of that terrible, terrible massacre. But what will it do, you know, this weekend at the box office? I know a lot of people that still want to go see it, and they're not talking about being fearful of going to the movies, even though some of the movie people are worried about movie attendance overall. But it was down already. Coming up on the flip side, one of the first reporters on the scene at Columbine, Jeff Cass. Best interview, I think, of this week. That's coming up next here on ATN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Whey. One World Whey is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Whey will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. How did you read the news today?
What was the motive? How did this happen? Nothing but questions, as I keep saying here on America Tonight. When we talk about the circumstances, the movie theater, and what ultimately led James Holmes to do what he did. Very excited to welcome to the show Jeff Cass, who reported that Columbine, when that happened, he was one of the first people on the scene, as I mentioned, leading up to this. On April 20th, 1999, I can remember being in a newsroom in Dallas, Texas, and everybody just gasping at what we were seeing and all the details that started to come out about Columbine and what led up to it, and were there things that people could have seen? Could this have been prevented? Because this is the other thing that nags at people. Could this have been prevented? Was there a way to stop this, see this, know that this was going to happen? Jeff, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, too.
Hey, take me back to Columbine for a second. I described to you for briefly there what where I was and the reaction to everybody. We were scrambling in Dallas, and of course you're right there. What was that chaotic moment like? And afterwards, as you started to put pieces together and saw some trends and saw some details, what was the most interesting thing afterwards when you had a chance to really assess all that chaos and what happened when you were first on the scene? What was the first thing that struck you as, oh, maybe there was a pattern here that could have been uncovered?
Well, as far as the pattern, I was looking at was what did the Columbine killers have in common with other school shooters across the country.
Yeah.
But I think also the thing about the other pattern about Columbine was that there were all these incidents that these two kids were involved in leading up to the shootings. And, you know, I don't know that you could concretely say that they all pointed to a school shooting. That because Dylan did a violent school essay, he was going to commit a school shooting. Because Eric Harris wrote how much he hated everything in the world, he was going to commit a school shooting. But if people had just followed up on those things in and of themselves and cracked down harder on the kids for what they did do, what they clearly had done, it could have prevented Columbine.
Right, because they could have perhaps changed something that was going on in their heads. Is that what you think?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, or put them in juvenile hall, even. You know, the police were on to the bomb-making they were doing a year before the shootings.
Yeah. And that has to make so many of the parents, I'm certain, irate about hearing that afterwards, hearing those details that, oh, gee, did you realize? And a lot of that, of course, and you were there and you were reporting that as that was being uncovered, I can just imagine the reaction.
Oh, I mean, well, you know, a lot of the victims' families filed lawsuits against the sheriff's department. But, you know, to, like me, to be a reporter on the ground, you know, and cover it for years and to interview these families over and over all the time, I mean, there's some real anger behind those lawsuits.
Yeah. Now, we see the situation here with James Holmes, and I'm sure, like everybody else, you started to get word of it. What was your initial gut reaction to what happened at that theater in Aurora?
Well, it's the same thing you were saying in the introduction. Why did he do it?
Yeah, why did he do it? Yeah.
Well, if I knew that, you know, I'd be president. But, you know, we don't know. We don't know right now. But we know based on what other shooters have done, both teen shooters and adult shooters, it's usually because they feel that they've been offended in some way, that people haven't shown them the proper respect, people don't like them enough, and they want to take revenge, either against specific people or, you know, you hate to say it, but quote-unquote society.
And yeah, so anger, lots of anger.
Yeah.
And when we look at these patterns and the stuff that we're talking about now, do you think that these mass shootings are not necessarily so random as we think? Because that's what you describe it as. Oh, there was this random shooting in a Toronto mall. There was this random shooting at the Fort Hood base. There was a random shooting, you know, wherever it might be, at the Aurora Theater. And here are some of the details of what happened. They're not so random if you look at the people and what's led them to it. Is that what you think?
Yeah, and I feel more comfortable saying it about the school shooters because I think there's more evidence there and it is more clear cut. With the school shooters, they tend to occur in the south and the west of the United States. And that's because those areas of our country have a tradition whereby if you feel somebody's offended your honor, you think it's appropriate to get back at them with violence. And it's a long-standing psychological idea known as culture of honor. It's been studied. And I think it applies to school shootings. That's why they occur in the South and the West. The other thing is they occur in suburbs and small towns. And that's where you have kids, like the Columbine kids, who may be outcasts. And it's really tough to do that in a place where everybody looks the same, where most of the people look the same and act the same.
Yeah. Wow. And you know, in weighing all of this and then this information, this is helpful stuff for schools. Do you think a lot of the schools are starting to try to figure out these trends? I mean, Columbine did, I believe, shed a light onto what we don't know about kids in schools. And you're saying south and west we see patterns. Do you think more schools are kind of, and I guess there's no way to know this completely, but do you think more schools are taking, you know, taking some lessons from Columbine, perhaps? Because I think things have changed in some schools anyway.
Yeah, and I think, you know, probably one of the biggest lessons is something that you can't really institute or you can't really legislate. But, for example, 2 months before Columbine, Dylan Klebold turned in a very violent class essay. I think it was English class or creative writing. And it's about a guy who executes what he calls preps. And the guy, like, looks like Dylan. He's the same height. He's left-handed like Dylan. He's wearing a trench coat, I think. So you get the idea. And the teacher flagged it. We'll probably never know exactly what happened, but she flagged it. She talked to one or both of his parents. But, it like, she never really pushed it all the way, like, hey, this is a warning sign. This is a problem. It just sort of got dropped, I think. And today, just that sort of having Columbine in the national consciousness, that kind of stuff would not be allowed to slide today. A teacher sees a violent essay, she's going to pursue it to the ends of the earth. Okay, maybe not every time, but I think more so than before Columbine.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. In the end, as you watch what happened there, and of course, both of them died, so there was no trial, there was nothing to investigate as to, except for things that were left behind and the pieces that you put together. In the case of James Holmes, do you think that we'll be able to piece, and he's not saying anything now, nor is his family, but that may change a little bit. Do you think more pieces of the puzzle will come out, and this could lead to maybe some tips to things people would realize about being in certain places and unpredictable events that maybe aren't as unpredictable as you think?
Yeah. And actually, I'm just doing some research now for a piece I'm working on. And, you know, I was reading something by a professor who said, you know, the problem with some of these mass shootings is the killers kill themselves. So we don't really know what they were thinking and can't, you know, it's harder to learn things. But we could end up learning some things about him and what was going through his mind. I mean, he's not the only mass shooter to survive either. There are others who have, and they've talked to people, and it can all help.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Cass, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in the future.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Jeff, by the way, has been a reporter for the Rocky Mountain News, the L.A. Times. He's a regular contributor. You might catch his stuff in U.S. News and World Report, the Boston Globe, the Christian Science Monitor, and certainly others. I've seen him on the Tube countless times, CNN and MSNBC. And it's interesting. I'm sure that piece about patterns will be a learning experience. As he said, that's what could come out of this. Sadly, and we'll see if anything is ultimately learned from James Holmes. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.